And I'm not sure how to fix it, because I'm only a scientist. But maybe one way to do it is to go back to the more natural way of communication, which is a dialogue, in which it's not only me speaking to you now, but we have a more natural way of talking, in which I'm speaking and I'm listening, and together we're trying to come with shared common ground and new ideas. Because after all, the people we are coupled to define who we are. And our desire to be coupled to another brain is something very basic that's starting at a very early age. So let me finish with an example with my own private life that I think is a good example how coupling to other people really going to define who we are. This is my son, Jonathan, at a very early age. And see how he developed a vocal game together with my wife, only from the desire and pure joy of being coupled to another human being. Now think how the ability of my son to be coupled to us and other people in his life going to shape the man he's going to become. And think how you change on a daily basis from the interaction and coupling to other people in your life. So keep being coupled to other people, keep spreading your ideas, because the sum of all of us together, coupled, is greater than our parts. Thank you.